Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. This is David Meltzer. So excited to have our next entrepreneur, Steve Hodgson, is here. Welcome, Steve. He's the founder and CEO of Dose.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. Well, you know, the biggest talk of the town with a lot of kids today is ADHD. In a world full of distractions, I want to start at the basic crisis itself, because it seems like so many people are misdiagnosed, mismanaged, or just plain ignorant about how and what we can do to manage our ADHD brain and have a toolkit to help us through the challenges that are created by ADHD. Let's start with how big the problem is. How big is the problem of ADHD today?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So globally, there's 366 million people diagnosed with ADHD. And that number, believe it or not, comes to us from 2020. In 2015, that number was 129 billion. So at the end of this year, when they come out with the number for 2025, my thoughts is it's only going to go up. It's probably going to be somewhere north of, 600 or 700 million. So globally, it's huge.
And that's diagnosed. So how many, there has to be two or three times amount that are undiagnosed?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my personal story, when I started hearing about ADD and then ADHD, I was thought like, yeah, maybe I do have that. But once I finally got my official diagnosis, and that wasn't until I was age 48. So there's a lot of people out there like that, like me, that are out there.
And you've been able to use your personal experience to build crisis management toolkit, a strategic thinking, creative capture, rejection sensitivity support, all in one platform, in one app.
Yeah, that's correct. So I created Dose. My background's a little bit interesting. I spent 20 plus years in tech sales and in software sales. I live in the Bay Area, and when I got my official ADHD diagnosis in 2020, I just really dove right into it and just jumped in. Really wanted to educate myself about ADHD. I spent over 1,000 hours really educating and just dove right in, just learning everything I could about ADHD and trying every angle I could to make myself better. I stumbled upon a book that really helped me change my life, and that was a book called ADHD 2.0 by Dr. Ned Halliwell. And once I read that book, I learned about all these different strategies. And I also learned that ADHD isn't what we all kind of think it is, which is paying attention to a boring sales presentation or a lecture in college. There's all these other things like emotional regulation and executive functioning. I knew nothing about those. And so learning more and more about that helped me develop and, kind of get me to where I'm at today. And eventually I walked away from my job in sales and went full into just one-to-one client coaching, becoming a certified life coach through the International Coach Federation. And deciding this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to walk away from tech sales. Now I'm kind of back in a way, but I'm doing it on my own terms by creating my own software company, which is Dose that you mentioned earlier.
And how much of coaching other people did it help you not only develop the app, but also with your own problems and awareness to those problems?
Huge, huge. I think I learned more about that just from helping others solve their problems and learning about that and coaching them. I've worked with over 1,000 individuals now with ADHD, and that really helped me understand myself too, because I could see the same problems that they're facing, with rejection sensitivity or strategic thinking. I could see that in myself. So yeah, it's such a huge thing. And I know you coach a lot of people too, but that was the biggest way for me to learn almost was from coaching others.
Yeah. The fastest way to get to where we want to be is to find someone that's already there like you and ask them for directions the way you did from the book that you read, or help other people get to where they want to be as well. This is the duality of acceleration of divine direction. When we are coaching others, a lot of us are inspired to write a book. Are you inspired at all to write a book and to do that as well?
Yes, I've been working on a book project, and thank you for asking. I've been working on a book project now for about a year. Actually goes back a little bit further than that. And so I'm originally from Philadelphia. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yes.
So the title of my book is going to be called On Eagle Wings. And while you might think it might be what you think it's about, it's also not what you think it's about with regards to sports. And it's actually goes back to my ADHD origin story, which a lot of times ADHD is hereditary. And I realized once I got the grips on my own ADHD, how I actually inherited it from my dad. And my dad went through his entire life being undiagnosed ADHD. And now I look at in certain things that I do, whether it's that I'm particular or not, I recognize that I got that from my father. And so the idea of the book is at a very early age, I had to learn a love of sports to have a communicate to communicate with my father, to have a conversation with him, because it was really difficult for him to open up and for me to connect with him. So that's where I got my love of sports was from him. And the idea for the book is to talk about different stages of my life, going back to big things that happened in the sports world at the time, like when I was in 8 years old and I got grounded in Catholic school because the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, and I wrote something that was offensive to the folks at the teachers and the nuns at our Catholic school, and then getting grounded by my father. That's something that still holds a big lesson for me.
Fly, Eagles, fly. It's easy to be an Eagles fan these days. Now, within the context of aligning with your father and so many others, part of the difficulty of people with ADHD is there's no real-time tools to manage it. And one of the areas that's so difficult to understand and manage is RSD, and that's the rejection sensitive dysphoria that occurs. This seems to be something that is evidence-based, but it's very difficult to understand. Well, what is RSD exactly, and what tools have you created to help people to support them through these emotional crises?
Yeah, this is a very timely question, and thank you, David, for asking. So RSD, let's take a step back there. So RSD is rejection sensitivity dysphoria. The term was coined by William Dodson, a pioneer in the ADHD community as far as the psychologists go. So he coined that term, and it's the thought of when either it's a perceived rejection or an actual rejection, it can send someone spiraling and can be crippling and just paralyzing for the mind. And, whether it's I applied for a job and I didn't get it, or whether I was in a relationship and my boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with me, or I'm at work and my boss told me I needed to, do something faster. These are the things that can send someone with ADHD kind of spiraling and really into that kind of rumination phase where you just start thinking I'm not enough, and I'm never going to succeed, and it's never going to be the right time for me, or I'll never find someone. All those things kind of come up. And so what we built today, right now with DOS, with our software, is one of our core four tools is a rejection sensitivity meter, the RSD meter. And the idea for this is let's keep track of those events when they happen. So let's keep track of, I applied for that job, or my boss scolded me. Let's keep track of that. Let's think of ways we can cope with that, whether it's a grounding technique, whether it's meditation, whether it's listening to your favorite song on Spotify, and be able to create a database for that. So now, a year from now, let's say I'm in a relationship and my boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with me, I can look back and see, hey, this is what happened the last time. And it's really empowering the user of our tool to be able to get that. We just did a 1 hour workshop today with my team at DOS, and we went through rejection at a high level. And it's amazing how repetitive a lot of the thoughts are, which is, it's always comes back to ourselves, like I am the problem, or I am not enough, or I'm not good. And and it's all of that, whether it's with a job, whether it's with a relationship, it's a very common theme.
In that same realm of common theme, one of the great things that the Dose app does and your coaching services help with is the ability to regulate reactions. I know it's part of RSD, but there's much more to it for those of us that have ADHD or ADHD tendencies that we react in an interfering way to accelerate in the wrong direction, over amplifying issues and problems and creating and compounding them as well. The way that we react and regulate our reactions is a great quantitative value in not only our personal lives, obviously, but our professional ones, especially. What are some of the things in the app and in your coaching that help to provide a better way to regulate reactions?
Yeah, emotional regulation is huge. I mean, emotions just drive all of our actions. Emotions are really everything. And when we started this conversation at the top, I mentioned emotional regulation. I just knew nothing about it. And I was one of those people, again, back to my father, that we just moved on from emotions. We didn't dwell on them. We didn't talk about them. We just kind of pushed past. So what I learned in my coaching technique and coaching practice are some tools for emotional regulation. We call it WAVE within our software. I've heard other terms that are out there, CBT terms like SURF and others, but we call it WAVE. And what it is, it's an acronym that stands for, walk away. I mentioned that book ADHD 2.0. One of the Dr. Hallowell tips is just stop what you're doing for a second. Don't ruminate. It's intoxicating and wants to keep us there when we have that negative reaction, but just walk away from what you're doing. The next part of the wave part of it is, okay, then take a look at yourself, to really kind of just validate what you're going through. Just accept where you are. So accept that. I'm sad, I'm angry, whatever emotion is coming up for you. So accept it and then validate your feelings. And then the next part of it is, okay, the E part is how do I execute on something that can help me regulate? And again, whether that's breathing, whether that's a breathing exercise, whether that's meditation, whether that's going for a 5-minute walk, whether that's, texting a friend that you care about. What things can we do? Another part that I've heard about, another process that I've learned is called TIP, which is the first thing is temperature. So maybe hold an ice cube in your hand for a minute until it melts, or splash your face with cold water. The next part of it is I, that instant exercise. So get up, run up and down your stairs, or go outside for a minute, or I'll stop and do 5 push-ups. And do something like that. Then the P part of that is, the paced breathing. So breathe in for 4, out for 6. And then the final P is what's called the paired exercise. So like maybe like breathe in and make a fist, and then on the inhale and then exhale and let it go. Those are all things. And feel free to check out our website at getdose.app for more tips just like that.
There's some great tips, great coaching, great app with a 4-tool performance platform that allows us to utilize and to identify how we get out of our own way. Just as a final tidbit, a final question, I'm curious, because ADHD can be genetic or energetically inherited, you are a father. What's your greatest challenge, either having ADHD yourself or a concern that you may be have as being a father? And having your own young children.
Yeah, that's a great question to sort of end on, because that is my big concern. And so I have 2 girls, I have 2 daughters. My youngest, I'm not quite sure yet if I see any ADHD tendencies in her. She's still kind of in that toddler stage. She's 5 going on 6. My oldest is the one I'm more concerned about. And the other part that goes with the hereditary thing is dyslexia. And that's something I found out at a late age that I had as well. And so I see that in them. The thing that really has me hopeful for my kids and for future generations as well is now the awareness is out there. It used to be when I would take home a bad grade in school, my dad would say, "Well, why don't you just try harder? Why don't you just pay attention? Why are you doing all these things? Why don't you just do it?" And now I learned that I can really give myself grace. And this is one of the things that I try to tell people is, if I was walking down the street and I saw someone with a broken arm, chances are you're going to hold the door open for that person or help them with their groceries. But because we don't see what we're dealing with here, we don't give ourselves that grace and we think we need to push on. I think the way that society is coming around to this now is we're more aware of that. So that's my hope for future generations is the awareness of things like ADHD. And now teachers are able to look out for things like that, and also with dyslexia and other mental health concerns.
It's so great to elevate the awareness to different diseases that moving them to a different place can create from a weakness a great strength. And I found that there are strengths within the capabilities that people have when they have ADHD or dyslexia. It's great apps and great people and great coaching that Steve Hodgson has provided. Please reach out to him. Like he said, he has more and many more tips and also awareness and education on his website. And you can go ahead and check him out at that website. Where can people best reach you, Steve?
Yeah, so two places. So on Instagram, I'm at Damn Healthy Dose, which is a play on the term ADHD, because a lot of times we're told all the things we're bad at, but I like to reframe it. We're a damn healthy dose of creativity. We're a damn healthy dose of spontaneity. And so follow me on social media at Damn Healthy Dose. My website, either getdose.app or damnhealthydose.com.
You heard it here. What an incredible entrepreneur, doing well and doing good. That's our friend Steve Hodgson. He's the founder and CEO of Dose. Steve, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Keep up the great work. We appreciate you on the playbook.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.